Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
And you're on by, guys. It's all about being sensitive, having fun, and just really being yourself.
Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Bye Guys with Zach and Ian's on the road. It is a pleasure to have three wonderful guests here sitting to my right, filling in for the gay portion of the show.
Woo! Oh, that's why I'm here?
Good. I mean, of all the things I could have said.
I know. Gay, black, orphan, there's a lot going on.
Yeah. The fact that you're gay is like the fifth thing wrong with you.
I know, there's a lot.
And thank you very much for being here. I appreciate you being here. Akeem Woods is here.
Ooh.
How you doing today, bud?
I'm great.
Well, thank you for making the trip over.
Yeah, it's so long. I appreciate you. It takes so long to get here.
And thank you for wearing those little short shorts to keep me motivated. Two beautiful gentlemen across the table from me. Two of my absolute favorites. Yeah. We got Lev Fire.
What's up, baby?
How you doing, man?
Good to see you guys.
Thank you very much for being here. And got a big show at the Stand Friday night, but it doesn't matter because that shit's sold out. Woo. You snooze, you lose, motherfucker. Colin Terrell's here.
Yo, what's up? Yes, Midnight Circus, Friday night, sold out, but the next one will be on July 15th, more than likely. We're going to have our Zaki boy come down, staple money to his tits.
Yep, you know my, you know what I do. And thank you for reminding me of that, because I was actually booking something for July, and now I will not book what I was going to book.
No, do that. That's crazy.
Oh, no. It wasn't good. It was...
Oh, all right, then you're welcome.
It was me filling some time.
Was it Les' podcast?
What?
What the fuck, dude?
Yes. Coming out the gate hot.
No, never.
You know what? Fuck Colm's Stand show. Mine is the night before, the night you're listening to this.
Yeah, go to his show, because he can't sell out. So he has loads of tickets left.
Yeah, I can't sell out. So come out on the 16th.
Let's go backwards. Let's take the animosity down a second. Let's just get plugs out of the way. Lev, you can plug your show properly, please.
This week you're listening to it, March 16th, 10 o'clock at the Stand, Lev Fur and Friends. And my podcast is now officially on Gas Digital Network. The Lev Fur Show is here, baby. So go to Gas Digital Network, promo code Lev, and just support the show. Help us grow. You know, you guys have a great base on Bye Guys. We'd love to see you there.
Absolutely. Please support Lev's show. Now that it's on Gas Digital, means one of two things. He's either going to fail miserably or get big and leave the network.
Yeah.
Colin, what do you got, buddy?
You're all going to be out of a job soon. I'm on the road. I've got dates coming up in San Diego, LA, Las Vegas, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, and Florida, and Chicago, and they're all available. If the tickets are available, they're at ColinTyrrell.com. And if you're listening to this in like 10 years, ColinTyrrell.com. Get your tickets to wherever the fuck I am. Rikers Island.
Yeah, let's go watch your Bud Dwyer video.
Check out my podcast, the Colin Tyrrell Podcast, available everywhere. Thank you.
Fantastic. Akeem?
Woo! Let's see. March 17th to the 19th, I'm at St. Louis with Godfrey. March 24th through 26th, I'm in Richmond Funny Bone. Akeemwoods.com for tickets. Headlining a bunch in April. I'm doing Minnesota, Austin, Bay Area, Indiana, blah, blah, blah. Akeemwoods.com, all that stuff is there. Buy tickets and jazz.
Fantastic. Ooh. Hey guys, if you want to see me on the 25th, I'll be at Laugh It Up Mahoney's in Poughkeepsie with Andy Malef Arena. On April the 1st, I'll be at Soul Joel's. And then on April the 4th, I will be at New York Comedy Club in Stamford, Connecticut. And just booked April the 20th, I will be in Ben Salem, Pennsylvania for a 420 show. come hang out if you like the show, and we know you do. Go to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use that promo code GUYS for a 7-day free trial to not just this show, but all the other great shows on the network. If you like it, keep it. If you don't, go screw. And go to PodcastMerch.com where we have merch for you. And thanks for wearing it out to shows. All right, so we got some stories here. We're going to have a quick, easy, fun day. This is something I want to talk about because I actually know somebody that has had something kind of similar. I was just talking about people, when you don't sleep, you act out your dreams because you go into REM too fast. You guys know what I'm talking about?
I've heard of it. With
basically, you start dreaming before your body shuts down, and you start acting out your dreams.
I've heard of that with delirious trem, whatever. You know, the DTs.
What do you mean acting out your dreams? Like,
you physically start doing what you're doing in your dream.
Oh, okay.
So, like, say, so I have somebody that's a cop, and he had to work like a 36-hour shift.
Mm-hmm.
And when he got home, he was so tired, he basically fell asleep. They put on a movie, immediately fell asleep. But then he started acting out his dreams.
He started shooting black people?
No, he choked his wife.
Oh, well. I knew it was one of those.
By the way, I figure you get one.
Yeah.
I figure you get one good shot on your chick where you can say, I was dreaming.
Yeah, there was a guy before. Did he sleep rape the girl?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit dose of the L sleep rape.
Was that Ambien or was that regular?
I think it was just a heavy day of work, and he was snoozing, and then in the dream he got what he was owed.
So I'm gonna be vulnerable for a second,
please.
I have woken up having sex.
Nice.
And unfortunately, with a woman, with a woman who was awake, did not realize I had been asleep.
Ah,
jostled
yes.
Her, got it going. Woke up coming, wow. And then she goes, wow, it's never been like that before.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, great.
Yeah, well, you're slobbering.
awake me stinks. Awake me can't fuck for shit.
Yeah,
well, you went for an hour.
Asleep me. Yeah, I'm doing the Patrick Bateman poses. Akeem, you ever do any weird shit in your sleep?
No.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
I get good.
Colin's out here trying to normalize sleep rape.
I'm just saying, I saw.
I rape myself, buddy.
The guy got away with it.
Really?
Yeah. The jury was like, "Not a sleep rape, dude. Doesn't count."
Classic.
I swear to God. But again, I think you get one.
You get one.
You get one.
You can't be a sleep rapist.
No.
What's like getting raped by a zombie? That's like twice as awful. Like, because like you're like trying to shake them awake.
Oh,
too.
He's got that morning breath.
So,
wearing one of those.
Woman 21 claims she was having dream when she stabbed ex-boyfriend 19 times.
Whoa!
So first of all, let's play a little fun game we like to play on the show.
Did she get away with it?
We're gonna find out. Let's play. What do you think she looks like?
Meth.
I'm gonna guess 150 white.
Of course, she's white.
And
I'm not gonna say plump. She's certainly plump.
You saying plump?
No, I'm saying she's a plump no. White girl stabbed a black guy.
I think Akeem thinks.
I think she's
meth.
Yeah, I think she's skinny. I don't think she's fat.
I'm going for a plump, sort of almost a horse girl, crystal girl, and she stabbed her black boyfriend to death.
No, I don't think she stabbed the black dude. She definitely stabbed the white dude.
I'm going brown hair.
You going brown hair?
Brown hair on this one.
Capricorn.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Akeem, what do you think? You're thinking skinny meth trick?
Correct. Yeah, I don't think she's. Or a feisty Puerto Rican lady.
I'm going to say sassy Latina.
Well, yeah, she's like.
Yeah.
Just, oh, I'm so sleepy.
Are we going to pull up a picture of her?
Oh, yeah, that's what we're doing.
Okay, good. Because if
I'm going feisty Latina, let's see her. Oh.
I was right.
Yeah. I think Akeem gets this one.
Yeah,
she's fat as hell. No, she's plumpy as hell.
No, she's not.
Yeah, that's a fat bitch right there.
No, she's kidding me. Also, the fact that she has a boyfriend is wild. She gives lesbian vibes.
Yeah, I mean, there's some
which
drugs.
Might be why she stabbed him.
There's some drugs looking in that. That's the what I said this the other day about Lewis. That's the Kubrick's there.
Do we have a picture of the boyfriend?
Yeah.
Just a picture of Swiss cheese.
That's hilarious, but.
Do we have a picture of the dude?
There's no pictures of the dude.
All right, tell us about the story, guys.
Give us his name.
He's probably white. He's probably white.
Yeah, I think that was a white. I'm going to say white on that one. That was like a weird Breaking Bad thing.
What was his name?
They actually didn't say his name. They just said that her ex-boyfriend and was in an abusive relationship.
Oh, so black.
Yeah.
No. I don't think so. Definitely white dude.
Just give us the story. What was she? Were they sleeping in the bed together? Did she go to his house?
What was the weapon?
It was a knife.
So the weapon was a knife.
Okay. Thank you.
What type of knife? Could have been a scissors.
I don't know specifically.
I feel like if you're sleep stabbing someone, it's with a scissor, I think.
Something that's near the bed, or else you have a pretty hard hill to overcome in the fucking prosecution.
Is a knife near the bed?
I don't know. I keep a knife near the bed, but that's because I'm crazy.
It's because you're cutting a hoagie. Yeah.
I got a ham. I got
hoagie knife.
I got my night ham.
he's slicing up some meat.
It's next to my nightstand carving board.
So what happened is
on top of the milkshake machine right there.
Tell us about it, Paco.
All right, so Lund says that she claims that she woke up at 6:30 a.m. and took the baby into the living room where she thought she saw something. That's when she attacked her unidentified ex, who was sleeping on the couch, and
stabbed him 19 times.
Yeah, she thought that this unidentified person was yelling at her kid. So she just attacked and stabbed him multiple times.
But they won't. But they're not identifying the guy. I'm like 90% sure it was like a.
Yeah, this is. I think it's premeditated. My only thought is, how young is the baby? Could this be one of those
33
like
33 or something?
Doesn't the rapper say
I knew what you were doing.
Nobody else gave a shit.
Could this be one of those like sleep deprived mothers do crazy things?
Oh, you're saying like the what do they get when they go fucking
postpartum?
Yeah.
Did she go to jail? Like, did she lose or whatever?
Well, she was arrested, I believe. Let's see, she was arrested. She pleaded not guilty to the February 18th slashing, so it's still in court. Nothing.
February 18th slashing, right after Valentine's Day.
Yeah, but
so this guy was asleep on the couch in her house. She stabbed him 19 times and said she thought it was an intruder who was yelling at the baby, even though it was a man who was asleep on the couch.
Don't they have like a postpartum like privilege too? Like if they commit a crime in that first like year, it's like lesser sentencing.
What, like a minor?
Yeah, like I'm pretty sure because like it's like a lot of times they can't control it. Like
I don't know if that would apply to murder though.
Yeah, they say if you're still milking, you're allowed to do whatever you want.
Okay,
that's one of the rules.
Good for them.
That's why you keep the kid on the tit long.
Keep the kid in the tit. That's why we're always saying that. Yeah.
Yeah, because that's why all those like moms like drown their kids and shit. It's like fucking just postpartum depression.
Yeah, but they don't just like get out of jail free thing.
I think they get a lesser punishment. I don't think it's a
good idea. Of course they do. Boo hoo.
I mean,
shut up.
There might be an insanity plea. Then they'll probably go to a sane asylum rather than a prison.
So you think this was just in the spur of the moment, like a heatful, like murdering, and then she panicked and said, I was dreaming. You all right?
I think that sounds way more likely than.
Because you said premeditated, which I believe, in my mind, that's like, oh. Tonight, I'm going to stab this guy. But like,
You're right. That is two different things.
Yeah, I mean, she said that he was abusive, right? Didn't she say that?
Why was he sleeping on the couch?
Because he's a piece of shit.
Well, did he live there or did he break in?
Again, we don't know what race he was.
He was white.
it doesn't say.
We don't know he's white.
Pull up the baby. If it's not a mixed baby, then there's a white dude.
If they're not going to show the dad, they're not going to show the baby.
Yeah, they're not showing.
Pull up the baby.
He's a white dude. I'm willing to bet that it's.
But apparently, a lot of the abuse was coming from her.
Of course.
The stabby one? Yeah, I'd say so.
So the victim stated that throughout their relationship, Morgan was very abusive, hitting him on several occasions.
How did the victim state this if he's dead?
I'm sorry?
How did the victim state this? Isn't he dead?
Previous altercations.
They had a travel vlog.
Oh. Does she have an IG? What's her name?
Morgan Lund.
Oh, pull that bitch up. Look her up. Google her. She probably got... She looks like she got an Instagram and she does dumb TikTok videos.
Yeah, she was 21.
Oh, she definitely has an Instagram.
Oh, yeah, she's got a whole fuck... Yeah, let's find her. Maybe that's a bad picture of her. Because now, second more important game, would you?
Oh, well, I already have an answer for that.
Hakeem has an answer for that. The rest of us can play.
I have my
Hakeem, you can pretend.
Ugh, but even if I was fucking women, it wouldn't be white women.
Why not?
They seem annoying.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Well, you're not wrong.
Yes.
Nobody at this table is going to argue
disagree,
with you.
Yeah.
We all go, yo.
Yeah, kind of on the money.
White women suck.
Yeah, but they also don't leave their wigs at your house.
Yeah.
Which has been an issue in my life.
That's one fair.
Point. Yeah, I mean, that, I can, try explaining I can always, your way out of that one.
I can always, you can always
why is there a purple wig in your closet?
Just yeah. say, you're gay, so it's fine.
Nah, it wasn't one of mine. It wasn't one of mine.
I know, but they don't know that.
Did it we had find dreads.
Her, did we find
We're having a hard time finding her on social media.
You think she deleted it, or probably. You think she just didn't have it?
I'm sure she deleted it.
No, she had social media. She's 21. There's no 21-year-old who doesn't have social media.
Can we launch a full investigation?
And she's a woman. There's no other. If you Google, there's no other like priors or anything. Any other police? Any other headshots? Mugshots? I mean,
seems like a ropey. Seems like a ropey excuse. This, yeah. You know,
they're probably gonna see if she has a history of like sleepwalking or any of this, or seen a doctor about it. If she doesn't, she's cooked.
Yeah, she's fucked.
Yeah, I think if she was really going to do this well, she should have got on Ambien or something 6 months before.
It's just a bad premeditated thing if you're going to do
it. Or she just woke up and was like, I can't, you know.
Because the best case scenario is just like a lesser sentence, really.
Yeah.
Except for that dream rape guy. He got off scot-free. Legend.
Could she have handed the knife to the baby? And hoped for the best.
Yep, got his fingerprints all over it.
Yeah. I would say even put it in his little hands and then like do a few stabs.
I guess it depends on how old the baby is.
Oh, it's a little baby stab.
Yeah.
Oh, it's worth stabbing.
Yeah. Absolutely. Like one of those like sporks that babies eat with. Hey guys, real quick, I just want to talk about one of our other sponsors. You guys know what month it is. It's March. So march into your bedroom with the cleanest dick and balls you have ever had, thanks to our friends at Manscaped. You guys know Manscaped. They are the leader in below-the-belt grooming. They have the excellent Lawnmower 4.0. This thing could not be better. It's a buzzer for your dick and balls. It's got anti-nick technology. It's got an LED light on the end. And it even works in the shower. They also have the crop preserver, the crop reviver. They have lotions. They have gels. They have everything you could need to have the nicest genitals on the block. And all you got to do is go to manscaped.com and use our promo code BYGUYS for 20% off and free shipping. One more time, guys, that's manscaped.com, promo code BYGUYS for 20% off and free shipping for the best product in the world for having the nicest dick and balls in town. You heard it here first, manscaped.com. All right, let's get back into the show. All right, let's move on. What else do we got here? Helicopter dispatched to resort to cover up lewd drawing. Tell us about it, guys.
Wait, what happened?
Helicopter dispatched to resort to cover up lewd drawing. So there was a lewd drawing at a resort, and a helicopter was dispatched to cover it up. What's going on, guys?
So at a snow resort, like a skiing and such, they at the top of a mountain.
Oh, that's adorable.
Somebody did that.
Someone skied a dick?
Yeah.
Nice.
And basically the person in charge was like, we need to cover this up. So he sent out a helicopter.
That's a big budget. That's a waste of money.
Yeah, so, and because he sent out the helicopter, that's what got the news. So
of course. Started looking. No one would have even noticed it. Well, like, maybe a few people would be like, oh, look at that. Yeah. But you send a fucking helicopter, like, hey, where's that helicopter going?
I'd be like, wow, look at that small penis.
Yeah, I mean, it is white.
Question, if you do that, you have to stand the top of it and take a photo like it's your dick, right? That,
yeah, with your legs, like snow angel.
Yeah.
There might be up at the top of there.
Somebody has
snow
to
angel.
Have that picture.
You got the helicopter for scale.
Wait, so I don't understand, was the helicopter there to like block it? Like,
I think the propellers
did they use the helicopter?
Maybe. That's my guess.
To erase it like an extra sketch?
We've got to blow that cock right away.
It says it was sent to, quote, stomp it out. So they just got out. They were going to send someone there to like.
Why didn't they just? How did the people get up there then?
Yeah, they should have just skied up there.
What? Can you bring it back up? Because I would have just turned it into a chef.
I would hate it so much if I learned how to.
Yeah, see, you just put a nose and a smiley face.
Oh, like a little hat.
Yeah, then it's a chef.
Yeah.
I agree.
Then it's a snow chef.
Then it's a cute. That's kind of cute.
Imagine spending 10 years learning how to fly helicopters and you just have to fly on top of mountains and cover up cocks.
Oh, yeah. Some poor dude was in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
What do you do now?
So can't you just wait? Isn't it going to snow like in the next couple of days? Like,
yeah, that was very unnecessary.
And it's pretty big, though.
That was a waste of the helicopter budget, whatever that might be.
Yeah, that it was. It, look at the size of it, though, compared to the people. That's fucking huge.
That's a big cock, folks. Yeah.
I did not expect it to be that enormous.
It looks like a lane. Like, it looks like a skiing lane.
Also, hats off of them doing it. Good for them. They should have kept it up.
What did they... Do they think maybe they did that with a snowmobile or something?
I don't know.
Because then that's very good control.
They probably have a giant mold with another helicopter that they dropped.
I hope this was a big operation where they planned it out, like Ocean's 11. Like, it was like, I've got the biggest cock we're ever going to do. I'm not drawing any more cocks anywhere.
Where was this at? Was this
we in, need you
was
one in, last time.
Was this in Colorado?
Yeah, this pilot is like, there's Sully.
Yeah. He's
like, oh, Utah.
Alaska.
Not a jaw, the biggest cock anyone's ever seen. You're a dreamer. I'm out of the game.
Are we sure that's just not Alaska's version of Grindr?
I mean, could be. You know what's wild is, like, someone's probably dead in Alaska from, like, some trail because the helicopter was supposed to come and rescue them. Like, oh, no, sorry. We got to go put away this dick rescue this family who's fucking dying.
That's fair.
Dude, I read a thing yesterday about a lady who died, like, on a camping trail, on a hiking trail. And it took them years to find her. And she was a mile and a half off the trail.
Oh, no.
And she had set up camp and, like, written journal entries every day.
Hilarious.
And this bitch was a fucking, a good yell.
That's so funny.
She was lost? I mean, obviously.
Yeah, she went off the trail, got lost. And the last text she sent her husband was that she had to go take a shit. And she went off the trail to shit, and then she lost the trail.
Wow.
Where is this at?
I can't remember.
Damn.
But they she had, like, letters to her whole family.
His last message to her was, ew.
Yeah, gross, bitch.
Yuck.
How long did she survive?
I think she survived 20-something days. And they didn't find her, but they found her tent, like, 5 years later.
So she couldn't walk a mile in 20-something days?
She decided to wait for rescuers instead of exploring.
Some people deserve to die.
Yeah.
That's really all it is.
She waited 20 days when she was a mile and a half from the wreck. Yeah.
Maybe that giant cock was an SOS. Maybe there was somebody, like, stranded up there.
Yeah,
like,
with their asshole open.
Yeah, he's like, I know the only thing that'll get those boys up here. Yeah.
I mean, that's...
He accidentally took 3 blue chews. He's like, I need everybody up here. Stat, or I'm going to fuck this mountain. Yeah.
Bear Grylls did an episode in Ireland where he had to survive in Ireland. But, like, it was literally, like, 25 feet from, like, just a hiking trail.
Yeah, that's
and he's
what
like,
it
he's like, oh, how am I going to survive? And there's just, like, guys, like, smoking outside of a pub going, what are you doing?
Yeah.
He's like, you know, the harsh terrain. That,
he was 3 feet away from a camera crew.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those shows, when they're suffering, I'm like, you know, there's a guy there. Like,
yeah.
I only am convinced when it's the ones they filmed themselves.
Yeah. Although, didn't some guy, and this gives me the heebie-jeebies, some guy was like a...
No offense.
Yeah, sorry.
How would it be
bleep that out, will you? There was a guy, one of these like cave explorers, you know, and they go through these tiny, skinny cave, and that gives me fucking anxiety.
Oh, like the kids that got lost, so they had to send the...
Yeah, but they squeezed through all these times, and some guy, and then it started raining, and it filled up, and the vlogger fucking drowned.
There's another, so this one haunts me. This is like... This gives me, like, so much anxiety. A guy was doing one of those and got stuck upside down.
Wow. I can't imagine. I can't even.
Oof.
It's insane to me. Even if you told me, it's like, yeah, we'll just get through and everyone goes through. I'm like, no
nope.
way.
Nope. Well, that's... yeah. And that's you. Now imagine. Yeah.
did you get stuck in a car wash. Zach's getting slapped around.
Yeah. That's what we get for trying to clean them.
Yeah. If you're in that escape crew, you're going last. Yeah. They can't risk you pushing you in first. Like, did you see those Thai kids? Like, that they did like a map of the inside of the cave. Like, dude, they had to get through like 2-foot holes, like every single one of them underwater.
Yeah, they have oxygen tanks on them.
Pitch
and one
black.
Guy died.
Yeah, like a veteran scuba diver died going through it.
It's nuts.
Fucking insane.
But yeah, the idea of being up, so they said that eventually he passed out before he died of blood going to his head because you can't be upside down for that long.
Yeah.
But like that has to be the worst.
Drowning, I hear, is like one of the most painful ways to die because like your lungs like rip open. Like, you're just suffocating.
That doesn't sound great.
Yeah,
I'd rather be the guy. Remember the guy who fucking James Franco cut off his own arm? Yeah, I'd rather be that guy than the guy.
Was 120 something hours,
something like that. Yeah,
you'd rather lose an arm than have to escape through the water.
I would rather be the guy whose arm is trapped and then just like slowly die out while coyotes nip at my ankles, rather than being trapped underwater in the Philippines.
I think you'd have PTSD from the water thing, but I'd rather have two arms.
No, you're dying.
Yeah, you're dying either way.
Oh,
he's saying either starve to death, trapped.
Yeah.
Or I mean, I guess you, yeah, you die of no water before.
Yeah, at least you're hanging out at the Grand Canyon. It's nice, you know.
You know how angry you'd be though, like fucking just caught in one place like that,
and your phone is just out of reach. Like, oh God, I got a tweet.
Yeah, the chick from high school. You see her name pop up texting you. You're like, you waited till I'm trapped, bitch.
Yeah,
I think that's got to be the scariest. Is the idea that those little little tiny caves that.
Nuts, and they show you them squeezing through, and they have their little GoPro on, and they're squeezing right through, dude. And it's like
it's horrifying.
Well, there's a way to avoid that. You just don't do it.
Yeah, of course. That is a very, very good point.
Just don't do that as a career, and you'll be fine.
What do you think inspires? They're like, I'm good at scuba diving.
I don't know.
Some people just like to explore.
I think you got to grow up in that sort of environment, right?
Okay, that makes
you
sense.
You don't just get into it in your 30s. Like, you grow up messing around in those worlds.
Yeah, your dad probably.
And when you're like 8, and you do it the first time when you're 8 because you go, fuck it, you're fearless. And then after that, then.
Oh, yeah, because when you're 8, you don't understand death. You do
exactly.
And you fit through that shit real easy.
Yeah. Yeah, then one day you hit.
Then one day a pandemic hits and you gain 90 pounds. Now you're not doing as much cave diving.
Exactly. Well, that sounds like a euphemism.
This is directly to my girlfriend.
Is that the worst?
What? Wait to die?
Well, yeah, I'm trying to figure out. What do you think is the absolute worst?
Oh, well, remember Stanhope had that joke about...
I feel like being in space without a suit has got to be really bad.
That can't last long.
Your head just like...
Has that ever happened to anyone?
I feel like you just lose consciousness immediately.
Like, when does that happen? Sandra Bullock.
I was gonna say a thing, and then I realized I was talking about Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Of course. Groot. Yeah. Getting ripped to shreds.
Because they say freezing to death, eventually your body just shuts off, and you feel like you're going to sleep.
Nice.
Yeah.
But I imagine it's very uncomfortable to start with.
Yeah. Chilly.
Fire. Weather. Don't they say a lot of people pass out from breathing in smoke? Oh, is this the guy that got stuck upside down? Or the guy Colin was talking about?
He also was stuck upside down as well.
In Utah. Yeah.
In Nutty Putty Cove. What an embarrassing place to die. The Nutty Putty Cave.
Nutty Putty Wacky Time?
I think I saw something where someone was stuck like that, and they knew they couldn't save him, so instead they just like injected him.
Yeah, like, so in this one they inject him
so you die.
Well, we're actually trying to save
Luckily, I have something just for this situation. Yeah. Syringe of poison.
Yeah, because I mean, so to calm down so you can die without, like, you know.
They probably like gave him a deadly dose of morphine.
No, he was fed on injection drip into his leg, which contained drugs to calm him down. After 27 hours stuck in the position, John eventually died from suffocation and heart failure.
That's fucking insane. I don't think I would last 2 minutes. I think I would go insane in 2 minutes.
Huh? I said, you never do.
You're just going to fucking your girl.
Yeah, she's a beautiful lady.
Yeah,
she makes you come quick.
Yeah, she's very, very beautiful.
Yeah, it's maybe it's not a me
your
problem.
Your girlfriend's beautiful. That's what you get.
I would go insane in 2 minutes.
Yeah, I think I
can't stand laying down with a clogged nose.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that level of discomfort for that long. You have to go crazy, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm feeling awful just thinking about this.
But you know, so...
That's what I do for people.
No, Stanhope had that thing about the old folks home. Some, like bedridden old lady was lying in bed. And then these fire ants, if it's fire ants, they ate through the wall. And she was like, just like, she's kind of paralyzed. And they killed her. They ate through the entire bed and ate through her whole flesh.
Fire ants?
I think it was fire ants. Some sort of... Ant. I'm not...
Termites? No, it's fire ants do bite people.
Yeah. And yet...
I don't know if they eat people.
I mean, I think they would if they had the chance.
Whatever type of ant it was, it ate through this. So this woman just
How
died.
Did no one notice?
Because it was just an old folks home and just like they're just like pretty much comatose, just lying in the bed. And then they walk in and there's just this skeleton of where grandma...
Yeah, that sounds bad.
That's horrible.
That sounds like a bad one. Yeah.
She was
just
probably
tiny little bites at a time.
She was probably somebody's aunt too.
Paco found what according
I slap
to
the shit out of you.
Forensic pathologist is the worst way to die.
What?
Well, sorry?
Cases such as self-immolation or necklacing where a petrol-soaked tire is placed around the victim and set alight will be extremely painful because you know that the individual is fully conscious and gas inhalation would not decrease the level of consciousness. Yeah, so they say if you die in like a house fire, a lot of times the smoke inhalation knocks you out before you burn to death.
Yeah.
This was a thing. Didn't fucking Like the apartheid guys used to do that. That was like a big form of execution in South Africa.
Neck lacing?
They would use like rubber tires.
They take a rubber tire and light it on fire around you.
And you and the fumes don't make you...
No, it's a different kind of fire.
Shit.
But the thing with fire, though, is it burns your nerve endings really quickly. So typically, like, if you're just fully on fire, you have like a 5 seconds of adrenaline, holy fuck, and then your nerve endings are burned anyway, so you won't feel it. So it's not the worst way to die.
Yeah.
This has been a really death-heavy podcast.
What about like something like...
Welcome to die,
guys. What if someone just like... I do think someone like stabbing, like electric shock to the balls until you die.
Well, that just makes you cum.
Yeah. Mm,
yeah.
I'd imagine, because what do they say the worst gunshots are? Gut and kneecap, right?
I have no idea. Kneecap, is that what they say?
They said kneecap's bad. Kneecap's bad.
I can imagine that being bad, yeah.
They said kneecap's really bad. I think gut is really bad. They say that in restaurants.
Anywhere is pretty bad. You're getting shot.
Yeah, but I mean.
Nah.
If you showed me a chart of where I'd want to be shot, it's definitely arm, thigh.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Hand.
Buttock.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got ass meat. Yeah. For a gunshot.
We're going to need a bigger gun.
Yeah. We need an elephant gun. Yeah, they say if you get shot in Reservoir Dogs, when he's in the back of the car, you got shot in the gut. It's one of the most painful places. I'm fucking dying here.
You're not going to die, baby. Yeah. You're not dying.
Paco, what did you have, buddy?
Nothing.
Oh, I thought you said you looked it up. I apologize. I'd imagine it would be similar. Fucking have you ever seen up. Like the tattoo chart where they'll give stars to how painful each spot is?
It's like here, right? It's like the inside of
It's your elbow?
Yeah.
It's anywhere where there's bone.
Yeah,
ribs are the worst.
Elbow, ribs. Their genitals, I think, are like the 4 out of 5.
Ooh,
top of the head, they say, is really, really bad.
Really?
You ever seen it in porn, like a chick gets like a tattoo around her asshole? That's going to be a brutal
There was one. A girl that had daddy's little girl around her asshole.
Legend.
I mean,
legend.
Dudes do that too.
Daddy's little girl?
Probably.
I would assume so. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think an asshole tattoo would be weird.
Boom. I fucked a dude with an asshole tattoo. It was kind
of weird.
Yeah.
Yuck. Was it cool?
It was kind of cool, yeah.
What did it say?
It was like, it was just like roses and shit.
Aww. Roses and shit.
Yeah. That was after the tattoo.
No. Thank God he was clean. But it was like roses.
Do you not eat for days before you get your asshole tattooed?
Yeah, when they give you like a.
I think you gotta eat during. It's like a 4-hour thing.
What do you do? Can you're not allowed shit? Are you? How do you shit afterwards?
I don't have an asshole tattoo.
No, I'm not saying you do. But now we're posing the question.
Did you know this guy? Or was just like a
random guy?
Just a bathroom hookup.
We hooked up. I don't forget where we fucked. Probably his house, but
park.
I've never fucked at a park. I fucked at a Chick-fil-A.
You never fucked at a park?
No.
What's the point of being gay?
Wait, I fucked at a Chick-fil-A.
What's the point?
Again, that's blasphemy.
That's a big move.
That's why I did it.
That's a big move.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Chick-fil-A?
The Chick-fil-A people would not be thrilled about
that. Yeah, it was in Minnesota.
So that's what happens in there on Sundays.
Yeah.
That's why the chicken tastes so good.
It's gay sex. That's how you get them.
Nice.
I don't know. I didn't ask him about it. I should have asked him about the asshole tattoo, but I didn't even know he had one until I was fucking him.
If you get an arm tattoo, you got to keep it clean.
Yeah.
You're going to be shitting all over it's going to be smudged.
Yeah. But at the same time, gay dudes tend to be pretty clean anyway. So if you have a good fiber diet, I imagine you're fine.
You think gay guys' shit is better than straight guys' shit?
No, I'm saying if you eat well and have a fiber diet, you can have clean bowel movements is what I'm saying.
He means less peanut buttery.
Yeah, just like
straight guys peanut buttery shits.
Well, there's certain foods that make you like have to shit less frequently. Like I think steak and eggs is a popular meal for like pilots.
And this dude was like super fit, so I'm sure he did whatever it was you had to do to get butthole tattoos.
I know a girl that has her taint pierced and she had to like keep it covered while she shit for like weeks.
I mean, it probably was a hassle. I don't know why he would go through it.
Yeah, I would call it a hassle.
It's not worth the payoff. Yeah.
Well, I guess if you're a gay dude who likes getting fucked a lot, it's kind of cool. It looked cool.
Yeah, I'd imagine it would.
I think Rose is one of the shittiest tattoos anybody can get.
Rose? Like,
especially his.
No, but like anytime I see like I used to like bang a chick with a back tattoo, that was a Rose. It's just like Rose immediately just goes like, all right, classless. Like it just...
I mean, I agree, but at the same time, if you have an asshole tattoo,
I got one.
I'm gonna be the most classy person. Yeah.
It's the only tattoo that I have.
You got Rose?
Yeah.
See what I mean?
Is it on your ass?
No, it's on my arm, but he was talking about just roses in general.
What made you get a rose tattoo now?
She's classic.
It's in my name. My middle name is Rose.
Oh, okay.
And it was just like something I associated with my childhood.
Do you have any tattoos?
It was on page 2 of the pamphlet.
Do you have tattoos?
Yeah.
What do you have?
Not saying.
Okay.
You have a drug regret tattoo?
Absolutely.
Can we guess?
Secret tattoo.
Can we guess?
You can guess.
You have a shamrock.
No.
You have a shamrock, you cocksucker.
I would love a shamrock.
Do you have a Celtic cross?
I remember you told me this one time, I think.
Where is it at?
Is it Irish?
I'm trying to
remember. No, it's not.
Is it just the one?
There is a hint of actually Irish in it, but it's not. You wouldn't even know it.
Is it just the one tattoo?
No, two. Two bad tattoos.
Oh, no. I'm sorry, baby.
That's all right. No.
One's on your ass, isn't it?
No. But I would like an ass tattoo.
You should get one.
A friend of mine got a tattoo on his ass.
We should do ass tattoos on the show. Yeah.
I feel like I would get an ass tattoo.
Podcast while getting your ass tattooed?
I don't like tattoos. I wouldn't get one.
Yeah,
I think they're hot. I just don't want them on me.
I'm going to get like a lip kiss on my ass.
Yeah.
Not bad.
You should get somebody's lips, but don't tell them. Like, get them to kiss a piece of paper.
Yeah.
And be like, dude, I got your lips on my ass.
What do they think you're going to do with that, though? If you go, yo, Lewis, come here to me. Kiss this napkin.
I love that we were both thinking of Lewis.
Just Lewis's luscious
big, well, luscious Puerto Rican lips over here.
If you do it while they're drunk enough, they probably won't think anything of it.
Yeah. A week later, you show Lewis your new asshole tattoo.
Yeah.
It's a portrait of him.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever been with a woman who had, like, the vagina tattooed? Is that a thing that they do?
I messed around with a girl who had like her, not her pussy tattoo, but like her mound. What's like that? Where her pubes would have been not been bald.
I've always wondered, I heard about this one, there was like a chick who was around the scene that had like a full vagina tattoo, like a piece done.
Good for her.
I always wanted to see it, but I never got to. But
who was it?
I'll tell you after.
You press the cuff button.
So it picks up in your mic.
You press the cuff button.
Yeah, no, I'll tell you later. But
no.
I hate when a chick has like a tattoo like just slightly off where the pubes are. Because I just hate the Brooklyn like chick tattoos. There's like one behind the arm here, like behind the elbow. Yeah. One near the pussy, but like to the side.
It's like one of those like frequency lines or something. Yeah. Like, what is that? And like,
they all have the same fucking four tattoos.
Oh, you mean like the hip tattoo almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Okay. So, like, if she was wearing, like, clit hugger jeans, it would be sticking out.
This lady who had the piece, what kind of piece was it?
I can't say because that'll
put Homer
Simpson.
Her out. It was Homer Simpson's face.
That'd be adorable.
That's a good, you ever see that one? The Homer Simpson's face? Pussy tattoo? That's great.
That
Google Homer Simpson pussy face tattoo.
Well, that's what great perfect. Lips look like, is Homer's mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Can you, this is a, I hope this is
weird.
True. You got to talk about man's ass tattoos.
No, I'm not saying you guys can't talk about it. I'm just saying that I think it's weird.
Pussy lip tattoos.
That's fine.
There's a funny one, too, of like a little stick man shave.
Doing the shave?
Mowing the grass.
Growing up, so...
is that what you have?
No, but I would like it. Genuinely, I think that.
I think my obsession with bad and...
Awful. Oh, look, here we go. Look.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. Good for her. That's a really awesome tattoo. I feel like she's fun.
I feel like she stabbed her boyfriend 19 times.
Yeah. I mean, I can see that as well.
I think my obsession with bad tattoos is because I just grew up with people that all... Because my dad was a welder. All his friends had the worst tattoos alive. So I don't feel like I'm trying to live up to that.
Of course.
And he had a friend... I remember he had two tattoos. He had, you know, the Morton salt shaker girl?
Yeah.
The girl in the with umbrella. The umbrella?
No.
It's on like.
The salt lady? Yeah.
If you could look it up, the Morton salt shaker, it's a girl raincoat with an umbrella.
Yeah.
He got it on his thigh under his dick, so it looks like he's pissing on her.
Oh, that's kind of funny. Wait, I have a question. So if you guys went down on a lady and she had the Homer Simpson thing.
Yeah.
That tattoo?
How would you feel?
It'd be hilarious.
I'd see that and go, don't!
Yeah. I mean, I would have to. Yeah.
Pussy.
That's fun.
What else does he say?
I wonder if she tells people. She's just like, huh?
I don't think you get something like that without being a lady who shows her vagina a lot.
Yeah, that'd be my worry. It's like, I'm about to fuck a chick who does porn.
I don't remember.
You think she does?
I don't remember Homer having all these cold sores.
You wouldn't want to. You wouldn't fuck a porn person.
No, never.
A porn person?
Never would. I've turned it down.
I'm sure you have.
I have. Yeah.
Why is his name?
Lev's always batting away the porn.
I know. Why
wouldn't you fuck a porn star?
Just one. I have very.
I fuck two porn stars.
Small penis.
Yeah, I have a tiny penis, and no,
I feel like you're doing average.
I have this. It's like the same reason I haven't fucked a hooker is because I'm like
a hooker and a porn star are two different things.
No. I'm just more concerned. Kind of I'm like it. I'm gonna get STDs.
No,
from this
but
whore.
But porn stars have get tested more often than
I know. But
people.
They're also taking 3,000 dicks.
Yeah,
and like,
they're getting tested every 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah,
so
just
you
like,
know
yeah,
like,
hey, have you been to Brazil in the last 6 months?
But
all right, we're good.
Yeah, but no.
Why
but,
don't you support sex workers?
What is it? What is it about your
you should fuck a porn star?
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, you're a loser.
I think I'm also pretty anti-sex worker.
If you too. Had, if you had, to
are you?
It. Yeah, yeah.
Why?
Whores.
I just, I think as somebody who knows people that do it, I think you're trading in a lot of.
I know people who do it as well.
Quality of life. You're like most of these people can't have a functioning relationship after that.
They stink at comedy.
Yeah.
I don't think that's true anymore. I think older porn stars, I think that's true. But in the era of OnlyFans, I know people who make a killing off OnlyFans.
Well, OnlyFans is a little different. I wouldn't necessarily... I'm talking about like straight,
it's
hardcore porn.
Literally sex
porn.
Work, though. OnlyFans is technically sex work.
Yeah, no. But I'm talking about like hardcore porn is more of like my...
Okay.
Fuck
there is an issue with the sex workers because it's such a wide umbrella. Like someone who sends photos of
stripping's
their...
Stripping's technically
I know,
sex work.
I know. But like the problem is a lot of people that just post toes on OnlyFans that go like, yeah, sex workers' rights. Yeah, meanwhile, she's not getting a fucking hammer to the head in a car park. You know what I mean? Like that's a proper sex worker. The old bread and butter, blue collar.
I think it's always
blue collar, lot lizard. That's a sex worker.
I think it's always been a broad term, though. Sex worker.
Yeah, it is a broad term.
Yeah.
Term for dumb broads.
Oh, we got him. We got him.
Shut the fuck up, man. You're killing it, dude.
You know, I think it's just you're trading in your morals for fast cash, and that's what's wrong.
But what if you didn't have morals to begin with and you're not trading them in?
Yeah, that's fine. But that's just not somebody I'm fucking.
I'd flick my bean on
camera. You never gotten jerked off by at a massage parlor?
No. I went to a jerk-off massage parlor to get a horrible massage, but I didn't get the jerk. I was in a relationship.
I feel like that was just a waste of everybody's time.
I think that's stigmatized. Yeah. I don't think all sex workers feel that. I think some of them do. I think the typical ones do, but I don't think in general. I don't think all of them are some people who come from like broken homes and shit. I don't think that's true.
Well, I agree with you, but I think a lot of times it is again that like spend 10 years doing something hard and make money at that, as opposed to fucking making super fast cash, showing your asshole on the internet.
Flash your
like,
cunt.
Good luck being in a
bread,
fucking
baby.
Grocery store after that. You know what I mean?
Get that
like,
bread. Get that bread.
It make money is doing easy shit. Why not? We make money doing easy shit.
I don't think this is easy.
I don't think it's easy.
Yeah, but girls aren't
like
making their bones for 10 years, getting good at fucking.
Yeah. No, wait. These chicks like if you're hot as fuck. I know a chick who does porn. She's like not a great performer, but she's balling out, making so much money because she's hot as fuck, got into it, and hit, and that was it.
But
like,
I think there's also, I watched this documentary on Netflix. I forgot what it was called. It was about sex industry, sex workers. There's this really gorgeous Filipino woman who was a doctor.
Was it Hot Girls Wanted?
I don't know what it was.
I saw that one.
But she was a doctor. Like, she literally was a practicing doctor, and then she got into porn, and she's like, I make more money doing porn than I did as a fucking doctor. So she's like, obviously I'm gonna continue doing porn.
Yeah, but also there's 4,000 documentaries of like the most famous porn stars from every generation being like, don't do it. This was a horrible way to live my life.
Yeah,
like,
I think those are like the older people now. But I think OnlyFans has changed the sex industry dramatically.
Maybe.
Or dramatically, whatever word I use correctly. So I don't think it's what it was.
Sex workers is this is like I'm sick of them yelling at people on Twitter and being like, you have to respect me because I'm
that?
A whore. Oh yeah. And
I'm not on Twitter.
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't have to do your shit. I don't care. Like, I'm not gonna be like, you shouldn't do that, even though like morally wrong.
Yeah, it's not a real job. I'll give you that.
No,
yeah.
I think it's a job. No,
I've never met a webcam girl who did it. Because she was psyched to get up in the morning and go to work.
It's not.
Oh, they hate it. They fucking hate it.
Every webcam girl I've ever met.
Comedy's not a real job.
It is an excuse to not
a real job.
Not get up.
What do you consider,
the same for us.
A real job? Like a 9-to-5 boring shit?
Welding.
Welding is the only real job?
Welding is the only real job.
That's fine, okay.
Only.
If you have a criminal record, it is the only real job.
Everything else is just fake. Comedy's not real. Flashing your cunt isn't real.
Yeah, and I'm saying that we're in the same boat. It's like, we don't like getting up early and doing shit either.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, I interviewed a cam girl and like she was like flat out like, yeah, it fucking sucks. Like, she's like, I have to flash my cunt for a stranger on Skype and like do shit to my asshole I don't want to do for money. It's like, it's a degrading fucking shitty area of work, you know.
For some people I think so, but I think some people generally like it.
And again, if they do, that's fine. I'm just like, I can have my opinion on it.
Okay, so the question
that's,
is,
that's
Lev.
That's why I wouldn't fuck them.
Lev, here's your question, though. What would you get tattooed around your asshole?
Colum's cock.
The words?
Like it's eating itself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what you... Oh.
If I had to get one thing tattooed around my asshole...
Hi, Mom.
Fuck, what would it be?
Your asshole's the O?
I do patreon.com/Colum Terrell.
That's brilliant.
A lot of people would see it. That's the busiest billboard in New York.
Shoot a roof.
What's the secret? I'm not saying.
The same guy that had the Morton Salt Shaker girl had mouse tracks up his other leg.
Yeah.
And around his back. And then he had on his butt cheek mouse legs and tail, like the mouse was going into his asshole.
That's too much. That's crazy.
It was a lot.
Is this guy dead?
I'm sure he's got to be.
He's got to be dead.
I'm sure. Yeah, I. Yeah.
You don't live into your old age with a mouse in your asshole tattoo.
Okay. Question. So this is something my chick gets mad that I have naked ladies tattooed on me.
Fucking. Bitch.
Where?
I have a little one here. My reverse mermaid.
It'd be great if it's like a portrait of your ex.
Oh, this is cute.
I have a reverse mermaid, and then she hates my naked juggalette. She's not naked, but my juggalette.
Why?
She says classless. I'm not arguing.
I
grew up with a ton of people that had naked ladies tattooed on them.
Yeah.
Because that was like my life. Did you guys know, was that a normal thing for other people?
I think chick silhouettes, like a very classic dude tattoo.
It's like the classic Popeye almost.
It's like biker tats.
Yeah, it's a sailor.
I like your tattoos. They're all colorful.
I thank you very much. Yeah. But yeah, she like thinks they're classless.
I think class is all perspective.
The only time I agreed with her is I took a picture holding Benjamin Racine. And I had a sleeveless shirt on, and it's just a baby and a naked lady next to him. And I'm like, I can see how that would be frowned upon.
I don't know. I dig it.
You gonna fill it up? You fill up the space? Get just two sleeves?
Yeah. I just got the Taco Bell one.
Let me see.
Nice.
And now that I'm gonna move on to the other arm.
I think next time she starts complaining about these tattoos, you take a nap and stab her 19 times.
That's a very good... You get one. Yeah. All right, let's do one or two more stories and get the fuck out of here.
Woo.
Oh, fuck, is Harrington in there?
No.
Can you get him in? Because I want to talk to him about this, and I want to know everyone else's opinion. So I talk about wrestling too much on the show. I apologize.
That's all right. I don't know anything about it, but I'll talk about it.
But we can see how we feel about it.
It's another thing. I'd never fuck a wrestler.
Oh,
it's just morally wrong and.
Is there a lot of female wrestlers?
Oh, yeah.
I think nowadays.
There used to be a good girl back in the day. Was it Tori or something?
Was a Tori Wilson.
She was hot.
Yeah, a bunch of hot ones. Now.
Wasn't she hot?
Hey, fans of the show, over the age of 21 who live in states where Delta 8 is legal, you guys like to get high, and so do I. That's why we need to go to yoDelta.com today and stock up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8. You guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp. It can be legally shipped to various states. And most importantly, it gets you really, really high. They have an excellent mix of vapes and gummies for all your getting stoned needs. And hey, I will tell you from personal experience, Delta 8 works, and these products need to be taken responsibly. So head on over to the website today. That's yoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use our promo code GAS, you're going to get 25% off your order. One more time, guys, that's promo code GAS for 25% off at yoDelta.com, home of the Delta 8 that gets you super high. Let's get back into the show. So I want Harrington's opinion on this. WWE in talks with state gambling regulators.
Oh, wait, here we go.
Yeah. Harrington, get in here. Harrington, did you hear about this yet?
Sure about this?
WWE in talks with state gambling regulators to legalize betting on scripted match results.
Jesus.
Unscripted?
On fake wrestling, they're going to allow gambling. Now, I know Vegas does odds on, like, the big one, on, like, WrestleMania. Harrington, your opinion on people... Because aren't people... How are they going to keep the people that write it from gambling on it?
Well, so they do the switches day of. So that's like a big thing where, you know, like realistically, I'm more worried about it from the gambler's perspective, because if FanDuel has a handle where it's like, look, we're... For instance, Undertaker versus Brock Lesnar. Mm-hmm. I damn near lost like $1,500.
You bet on this?
Almost. Almost. I was this close to pushing the button when I had you know, like an illicit.
Wait, who was it? Undertaker versus
bookie.
Who?
Brock Lesnar.
I bet Undertaker takes that.
Yeah, you would.
You would. It was a minus 1,200 favorite or something like that, and you would have lost your shirt. So,
and no one wants to see that.
So I think the bigger concern there is, like, if FanDuel or one of these, you know, betting sites is like, yeah, we have way too much money on Roman Reigns here. You guys think you could throw us a bone and screw over the betting public? I think that's way more susceptible than, you know.
Happens in boxing too, though.
What do you mean?
Like, there's all kinds of guys taking dives and shit, and
right, and like, you know, you can, like, you can, if you're a promotion, you can work the judges ringside to give an outcome favorable to the promotion. But I mean, this seems like it's way cleaner, right? Like, there's no judges getting in the mix. You know what I mean? Like, there's no chance of a one-punch knockout. You know what's going to happen here. Yeah. So that is...
I bet on The Undertaker having an asshole tattoo, and I fucking lost my house on that.
I just bet on all of them to beat their wives at some point, and I'm cleaning
you
up.
You cash big on Chris Benoit. Yeah.
They have virtual racing in Ireland and the UK. It's huge. Because, like,
how does that work?
It's just a computerized, like, AI.
Oh, and it just goes...
Because they have racing nonstop. Because, you know, gambling's legal.
Racing as in running?
Horse racing. It's just a cartoon of horse racing.
That's crazy.
And people bet lots of money on it.
I feel like you should be able to gamble on whatever you want.
Absolutely.
That's just crazy to gamble.
You know what? You know what? I gambled on myself.
Yeah. If you want to waste your money...
Oh, yeah. Did you have the Schultz clips, too?
Yo, now's your time to create. Are you dying of cancer?
Hank, and if this time gets to create. Legal, because you can bet in Vegas on wrestling already, right?
So in Vegas, the rules are you can only bet on stuff that's determined in the field of play. Like, that's why you can't do, like, you can't bet on, like, the national anthem for the Super Bowl in Vegas, but you can on, like, FanDuel or DraftKings or whatever. So I don't know how the legality of that works, because... While it technically is in the field of play, everybody knows that it's scripted, so it's not. Okay. So I don't know about Vegas.
Well, you guys heard it here first. We will be having a wrestling pay-per-view where I bet on everything. And you can watch me either have the best night of my life or, like many times I've gambled and Harrington's been with me, get in a lot of trouble at home.
Putting 200 on the steel chair tonight, boys.
Oh no, I put a lot of money on fucking Connor. The night he broke his leg.
Ooh, I'm sorry about that, buddy.
It's all right. Thank you, Harrington. Well, I appreciate
it. Thanks for having me, guys.
Double or nothing when he fights Chandler, dude. Fucking.
I'm still gonna bet on him because I'm a fucking moron.
Yay!
I never go by what I should bet on. Just I go with my heart, and I do terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so bad.
You gotta handle.
I don't know anything about MMA. I just bet on whoever I think is hotter.
That's fair.
That's just as viable as any other.
Yeah, so whoever
I do really well in fight bets. That's
no,
like
you
the
don't.
One thing I can win.
No, you don't, Lev.
You want to see my fucking reports?
I know you don't.
I was doing good betting on Lesnar for a while until he found out that his fucking kryptonite was brown fists.
Who's Lesnar?
Brock Lesnar was a wrestler turned UFC fighter.
That's hilarious.
I was doing real good on him until he found out. Oh, well, until he got his tummy removed. All right, one more thing. Let's get this out of the way. Woman finds husband's body while getting Christmas decorations 8 months after she reported him missing.
I don't care. Okay.
Oh, so he died in the attic?
So, woman finds husband's body while getting Christmas decorations 8 months after she reported him missing. So let's go around the table. A little guessing game. Heart attack while putting away decorations. Suicide. She killed him. What do we think?
Was he under the tree?
How old was he?
We're going to find out.
Was he wearing a Santa costume?
I'm going to say stroke.
Upside down in the chimney?
I'm going to say stroke.
Stroke?
Yeah, strokes be killing people.
Strokes do be killing people.
Yeah, I want to say heart attack while putting away the Christmas decorations.
I like that too. Yeah, I'm going to say suicide.
Lev?
Suicide by hanging in the attic.
If
there's
he's
no
under
space
the...
to hang in the attic, is there?
Huh?
Attics, you don't have space to hang in the attic, do you?
White people homes.
Okay, yeah. Yes.
Do you have to kiss when you're underneath him?
I think if his body was found under the tree, it was probably like a gift to her. Killed himself.
All right, was it found under the tree?
No, just in
it was
in the decorations.
It was found by decorations, so not like.
All right, give us a story, guys.
Two winners this side of the table.
Stroke
killed himself.
Oh, he killed himself.
No, this side of the table.
Oh wow,
suicide.
What did you say? Killed himself. Where was he?
In the attic.
Wow.
So he just killed himself in the attic? What a loser.
Well, they have one of those poisonous toots.
Or maybe not the attic, but like in storage. Like,
yeah.
I decided to put the Christmas tree up. I was looking for a tote of Christmas ornaments, and that's when I discovered him. He had committed suicide. His body was advanced beyond decomposition. It was in a mummified state.
She thought it was Halloween decorations.
Calling it there, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.